The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Monday morning to you. It's 1 minute after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time where we are. And of course, as usual, when you go to thepowerhour.com and click on the community tab, there it is in big letters, prayer requests. That's a good thing. Got two of them right now. Diane, by the way, we prayed for her last week that her stress test would go great and that the results would be good. And we want to pray for a positive outcome for Diane. And of course, Jill is taking care of her mom. She went all the way to Michigan to pick up her mother and bring her back to Florida. And she's taking care of her mom. Her mom lived in Hell, Michigan. Oh, my God. You talk about the irony. There is such a place. And because Gretchen Whitmer is there, I mean, that just, you know, I rest my case. Anyway, you're probably getting a chuckle out of it. But, you know, Jill is the good daughter. Went and got mom. Well, mom, like mine, is suffering from cognitive issues and also has congestive heart failure and is going to be soon visiting hospice. So we want to pray for strength for Jill right now. Lift the situation up to her. Thank you for being there for her mother. Her mother needed her and she was there, and God, you put the situation in her path to make it work. And we appreciate that. Now we're asking for deliverance from this situation to calm Jill as she deals with this situation logically, to work with her in spirit so she makes the right decisions. As her mother goes into hospice, and we just pray for her deliverance when it's her time, that Jill can get through the grieving process successfully with God's grace, and that he will bless the time that they have together. In the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. Can I get an amen out there? You better say amen. They need your help, folks. Remember, whenever two or more people gather together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So understand that's how this program works. You know, we talk a lot about spiritualism. Forget religion. It's spiritualism. It's your walk with the Father. It's how you deal with people out in the community. It's what you say and do, and the fact that you are a shining example, a beacon of light unto the world as these people struggle with trying to cope with what's going on around them. This week at the Power Mall, we've got Silver Botanicals deodorant, Silver Shield deodorant now back in stock. And, of course, if you spend $300, you get $20 off your orders for Strauss Naturals or North American Urban Spice, which automatically applies at checkout. And we have new T-shirts and mugs being added to the website very soon. We also have the respective websites have all sorts of places to comment, request things like newsletters at thepowerhour.com and thepowermall.com. That's how we stay on the air, folks. Like everybody else, it has been a struggle, and we appreciate your donations. The Power Hour is a proud partner of U.S. Coin Capital. I am holding a 1959 Franklin half right here. This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. This has what we call intrinsic value. This is worth more money than that Federal Reserve note. You see what I'm holding up right here? This crinkled dollar bill. Boy, the Fed would just love to get a hold of that. They would shred this thing because it's really ratted out. It's F as in you know what, the Bank of Atlanta. You know, where Fannie Willis is, where they're trying to try Trump. Yeah, all that good stuff. See the all-seeing eye right there, the Masons? Yeah, look at that. Ah, surveillance state, police state, all sorts of garbage. Yep. That's what we're faced with right now. But, hey, you know what? We can rise above that. Do what Reagan said. Just say no. Yeah. Got to love that. And, of course, if you have a business and you'd like to advertise in the Power Hour, you want to become one of our partners or an affiliate, you can call 877-817-9829, email us at support@thepowerhour.com, and we'll get you hooked up and make you part of our team. 5 minutes after the hour. By the way, Don Jeffries will be joining us in our second hour from noon to 1 Central, talking about current news. He is the... been researching the JFK assassination fascination since the mid-70s. He was a student volunteer with Mark Lane Citizens Committee of Inquiry. Oh, yeah. But first off, I've got some breaking news here. As you probably have heard, Hurricane Beryl has barreled into Matagorda, into the county. Flood watches and warnings are in effect as a Category 1 storm blew into shore. Happened about 4 o'clock this morning, Central Time. Tropical storm warnings are up for the Texas coast south of Mesquite Bay to Port Mansfield and the Texas coast north of San Luis Pass to Sabine Pass. That is literally on the edge of Texas going into Louisiana, folks. Do you know where Sabine Pass is? I'll bet you my SIPS houses or the gymnasium my guys build out of SIPS in Sabine Pass High is doing quite well. Withstood the storm with not even a dent. Beryl is expected to weaken to a tropical storm as it moves inland and turns into a depression by Tuesday. However, flash flood watches and warnings are in effect for Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, Missouri as Beryl turns into a depression moving toward the New England states. That means everybody in the path, like, you know, a little bit of Tennessee, Kentucky, and all the way up into Ohio. I mean, all of you are going to get a little... a nice little rain shower up there, but the ones that are closer to the depression are going to get an estimated 3 to 5 inches. And as expected, with the Category 1 hits, 1.5 million homes are without power right now on the state's central coast. PowerOutage.us reports more than 1.5 million Texas electricity customers are without juice, mostly, obviously, from the impact of Beryl. Power outages run from the central Texas coast to Houston and on into East Texas. And all the while that this is happening, above average temperatures continue to plague a third of the U.S. population. All right, now we move on to world news. What's going on out there that you may or may not want to know about? I had a friend of mine who lives north of Paris sent me a text this morning. People in Galveston are saying, no power, lots of trees down. They just got home. And, let's see what's going on over in Texas. Do we have some things on Texas? Yeah, there's a Marine Le Pen. The divide is no longer between the left and the right, but between patriots and globalists. Le Pen's party has lost the election. Told you France has fallen. That's my buddy's comment over there. Macron's party and the radical left teamed up to strategically to withdraw candidates in certain races. So they've got all this figured out. Obviously, they know what's going on, right? So amazing how that works. I mean, everything is in total turmoil. France's new get nothing meaningful done. Yep, government looks much like our U.S. Congress, doesn't it? It only gets done what it needs to get done to exist because that's our government. Those who depend on our government rather than God are going to be sadly disappointed. Especially with new news out, a London court has ruled that Pfizer infringed on Moderna patent with the COVID-19 jab. It says vaccine in the headline, but I don't call it that. It's gene therapy, folks. It is a jab that is designed to do one thing and one thing only. It's a bioweapon designed to depopulate the world because the elitists out there that are worshiping Baal and everybody else out there, including the devil himself. Yep, they're behind it all. They believe that you have to have five. See, they think that this is all theirs. You know, I mean, what does the Bible say? The world's not our own. But see, those of you that put their faith in God and not the government and did not get the jab like moi, we're still healthy. Other people we know all of a sudden dropping dead of cancer, having heart attacks, blood clots. That's why we call it the clot shot, folks. Got to put your faith in the right place if you're going to make it in this day and age. In US News, and I call that US News, but see, some of you sleep through all this stuff because it's usually mostly generated by mainstream media and not AI. Yeah, AI, 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 oh. Yeah. Judge Aileen Cannon has agreed to grant a partial pause in former President Trump's classified documents case after his legal team made the request on grounds that they should be allowed to argue the merits of the Supreme Court's immunity decision before the trial moves forward. So, of course, the judge says, all right, I'm setting deadlines. This is another scheduling order between Trump's team and Jack B. Smith and his team, trying to figure out exactly what's going on. They have responses due by July 18th and 21st, respectively. All the other deadlines remained unchanged. And, of course, because of the core constitutional powers and presumptive immunity, Judge Cannon's order comes after this Supreme Court ruling. However, his co-defendant, we're talking about former Trump co-defendant Walt Nauta, who is one of Trump's staffers at Mar-a-Lago, his motion to dismiss is denied by that same judge. He is a valet of former President Trump, was charged alongside the former president last year for allegedly obstructing law enforcement regarding classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. See, now you got to look at the obstruction charge. See, that's the next thing that they're going to do, just like they did with the obstruction charge for the J6ers. The obstruction charge goes back to Sarbanes-Oxley. Yep, you know that, right? Has to do with not disclosing information and obstructing investigations by the SEC and other authorities involving securities fraud. Mr. Nauta moved to dismiss the case based on selective vindictive prosecution, a motion also separately raised by the former president. And of course, such a motion requires the defendant to show that similarly situated individuals were not prosecuted and the prosecution was motivated by a discriminatory purpose. Neither prong is satisfied here, according to the judge in her latest order. She found that Mr. Nauta failed to identify a similar case and didn't show that he was indicted based on a discriminatory purpose. Boy, you see how deep the law gets? And you wonder why we don't trust our justice system these days? Because you think you're going up the right ladder and you get knocked down as soon as you think you're at the top. It's almost like that game we used to play when we were kids called Chutes and Ladders. Remember that? Oops, you landed on the wrong square. Down you go. I don't know the other way to get a visual out there, folks. I mean, come on. Now, speaking of visuals, let's get ready to mumble. There we go. Hey, news from the White House. I didn't know White Houses could talk, but hey, we found out that a Parkinson's disease specialist from Walter Reed Medical Center visited the White House at least 9 times in the last year, according to journalist Alex Berenson of Unreported Truths. New York Post reported a cardiologist was also present during one of the visits. Dr. Kevin R. Cannard traveled to the White House's medical clinic each time, meeting with either President Biden's personal physician, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, or a naval nurse who coordinates for the president and other senior officials. O'Connor notably gave Biden a clean bill of health after his February annual physical. Well, annual physical. Physical is one thing. Mental is quite something different. According to Cannard's physician profile page, he's a neurologist and movement disorder specialist. Oh, is that like, you know, for people who fall down? Specializes in treatments for early Parkinson's? Again, isn't it elder abuse? Jill forcing Joe to keep going? Since Biden's health is O'Connor's primary responsibility, is it highly probable the meeting was about the commander-in-chief, according to Ronnie Jackson, Republican congressperson from Texas, the doctor for both Presidents Obama and Trump? I mean, don't you think, and here's the thing, every time that the president's condition was of concern, the American people knew about it. There was no cloaking any of this. They were very transparent. But this, oh no, when Robert Hur goes in there and does an interview and then the DOJ hides all that, there's no transparency there at all. According to Ronnie Jackson, who is a doctor in his own right, who's never treated Biden, O'Connor and Biden's family are trying to cover up Biden's declining cognitive health, you think? Billionaire Bill Ackman, who now supports Trump, posted on X, says Biden no longer has the mental acuity to make important judgments about himself. How long have I been saying this, that he's got the mental acuity of office furniture? He is literally, I mean, it's becoming, according to Ackman, increasingly clear the fault lies with FLOTUS. That's the First Lady of the United States, Jill Biden. First Lady Jill Biden becomes irrelevant the moment her husband is no longer president, and she can't handle that because it's no more Air Force One, no more glamorous life, no more White House dinners for dignitaries, no more being treated like a queen when traveling the world. She can't have that. And of course, the writer, Bill Ackman, says, I'm this guy's a billionaire, for crying out loud. He used to support Biden, not anymore. Or as Chong would say, not anymore, man. Yep. Not happening. He says, I'm sorry to be harsh, but what has become entirely clear is the First Lady values what's best for herself or over her husband's health and the safety and security of the country at large. Look at it this way. Who has their hand on the nuclear launch codes now? When Joe isn't around, who's going to push the button? The First Lady? Stress, of course, is a contributor to neurological deterioration. The doctors must have told her that. Think about how much stress she's putting on Uncle Joe, who's moving kind of slow at the junction. How much stress she's putting him under by making him continue with all of this. Her friends likely don't tell her the truth, and they want to continue being invited to the White House and be able to say that they're friends with the First Lady and the President. Jill Biden, in the meantime, according to Bill Ackman, is destroying her own legacy along with the president's. The whole thing would just be a tragedy for the Biden family if it didn't put the country at greater risk in a world in turmoil. Perhaps she didn't understand what sickness and in health meant. That is a vow you take when you tie the knot before God. I guess they forgot about that. I guess this is what happens when you get in that much power. Zero Hedge is reporting, that would be Tyler Durden, the Democrats are in turmoil as Biden says only act of God will dislodge him. Yeah. How does that work? Yeah. How's that song go? Pull the string and I'll sing you a song. I'm your puppet. Yeah. James and Bobby Purify from 1964. Okay. So much for the DJ voice, right? After years of feigned outrage, every time conservative media mentioned Biden's obvious mental decline, the Democratic Party all of a sudden woke up and is in complete disarray just 4 months before the election following last month's disastrous debate against an uncharacteristically quiet Donald Trump. I really believe that Trump's handlers told him, look, all you do is just get up there. Let him and see, you look at what CNN did, the Communist News Network, you look what they did. They sat there and they gave Biden obviously more time to explain himself than they did with Trump. And all Trump had to do is just stand there, watch Biden make a fool of himself. Think about that. How does that work? You know, on one end, you know, Biden's now saying it'll take an act of God, so the CIA to remove him from the race. On the other hand, seven major news organizations have staged a Mockingbirdian PR coup against the man for whom they've spent 5 years running cover for. The list per Just the News includes the following mainstream media institutions. the New York Times, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the New Yorker, the Chicago Tribune, the Wall Street Journal, the Boston Globe, and the Economist, of course, if they really want to twist the knife. According to Axios, outside Biden's protected bubble, a fast-growing number of Democrats are praying for and plotting a more earthly intervention. They want everyone from the Obamas to congressional leaders to beg Biden to drop out by this Friday. Yeah, get him out by Friday. That's a song from Genesis for those of you who know the English band. And as Just the News further notes, five Democratic reps have publicly called for Biden to step aside. I won't go into detail about what they said, but I will mention who they are. Minnesota Rep. Angie Craig, Texas Rep. Lloyd Doggett, Arizona Rep. Raul Grijalva, Massachusetts Rep. Seth Moulton, and Illinois Rep. Mike Quigley, all Democrats. And of course, one Democrat said that the proverbial caca is going to hit the fan on Monday. That's today when Congress returns. And why is that? This Democrat obviously woke up to the fact that there are some problems here and people are scared about their own races. They're also worried about the country and about democracy. Well, here's a problem we have. And I've even had the head of the Religious Broadcasters Network, RBN, on the show talking about this. I'd love to have him back on again, too. I'd like to get his comment about how everything is falling apart. Please make a note of that, if you would. Biden still has strong support from several prominent Democrats. These are ones that are dyed in the wool, never want to leave. They probably, God knows how much insider trading they've done. They go in fairly well off and come out millionaires, if not billionaires, because they know how to play the market. They work off of insider trading information. They invest in all the defense stocks because they know that the White House is staging, getting ready to stage World War III. So they want to be in the front line and make all this money when the government starts throwing out contracts to its favored. And of course, these people know it's coming. And so they invest knowing they're going to be able to cash out down the road. You know, and notice that they don't go to jail. No, Martha Stewart can go to jail, but, you know, and how many other people got busted for insider trading? But God forbid, it's one of these Congress people, one of these senators, one of these governors. Yeah, they can invest and they don't get in any trouble at all. These are including VP Kamala Harris. She may end up in the driver's seat. You know, I mean, don't take offense if I call her Chlamydia Harris, because she is a disease on this constitutional republic we have. I don't know any other appropriate name to call her. Now, if you need to know what chlamydia is, it's a fungal infection. Look it up. There is fungus among us. See, I made that work. Governor Gavin Newsom, Governor Kathy Hochul, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Governor Tim Walz, Governor Wes Moore. And then, of course, we move on to the other end of the deranged spectrum, Senator John Fetterman, Senator Chris Coons, former Speaker Nancy, you know who, you know, the one that looks like Michael Jackson wannabe in a bad makeup day. Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, you know, the one that likes to incite violence and go after every single conservative in a restaurant near you. Representative Haley Stevens, Representative Jasmine Crockett, who thinks we all ought to have reparations because all God's children need a home. And Representative John Garamendi. Understand something about racism, folks. I am not. I love Larry Elder because he speaks the truth. And I've seen some women out there, black women, that have gone on YouTube. I really should have shared that because they got this right. They're just like, they must have been watching Larry Elder because they were calling the shots for what this government has done. They were chiming in on constitutional republic. We don't have a pure democracy. They were hitting every single, on all eight cylinders, folks. They were hitting it. I was just sitting there, my wife and I were watching them on YouTube, just laughing because they were hitting every nail on the head, calling them out. And see, they're trying to wake up their own race, because a lot of their own race feels like they're victims, and this is a problem. You're not victims. You're all God's children. Understand that racism is a learned behavior, and a lot of what's behind it is Satan. Red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in his sight. Remember that? You probably learned it in vacation Bible school, didn't you? Moving on in the economy and business here at 24 minutes after the hour, Target. This may be a sign of things to come, folks. As of July 15th, which is next week, next Monday, week from today, Target is not going to accept personal checks from customers, so don't pull out your checkbook if you plan on going to the store. Gee, I wonder why that is. Maybe because there are too many bounce checks. Maybe because people are starving. They got more month at the end of the money, and they've run out of money, and they're just floating money. They're floating checks, chasing cash into the deposits into their bank accounts. And now Target is committed, according to what they're saying, convenient checkout experience that includes providing our guests with numerous ways to pay, new Target Circle cards, known formerly as the Target Red Card. Why don't they call it the Target Blue Card if they're going to act woke? Cash, digital wallet, Snap, EBT, buy now, pay later services. And credit and debit cards, of course. Ding, ding, ding. It's the currency, folks. You know, pretty soon they're going to take your Federal Reserve note here. You see this? I'm holding up the screen for those of you streaming live. Right here. Yeah, with ID. Yeah. Where'd you get it from? My bank. Which bank? What's your account number? Where'd you get it? What account did you get out of? No, I'm sorry. We're not going there. You see, that's one of the reasons I like junk silver. One of these days, if they enact CBDCs, folks, you're going to wish you had some. Foreign checks and currency. Target does not accept currency or coins from foreign countries. So if you're from Canada, or from Mexico, sorry, no pesos. Depending on where the Target store is located, they may be able to accept Canadian dollars or Mexican pesos, depending on where they're located. That might mean near the border or, you know, hey, how's it going, eh? You know, Bob and Doug McKenzie territory. Mall certificates and chamber bucks. Oh, well, you know what? You got to call the store ahead of time to find out if they're accepting them. Money orders and cashier's checks only accepted as payment on credit accounts. Business checks, not accepted. Merchant gift cards, e.g. Disney, accept Starbucks gift cards, which can be used in the in-store Starbucks registers, and that's it. The Federal Reserve has noticed the use of personal checks has declined recently in years. Really? Federal Reserve Payment Study, which collected data for the 2021 calendar year, discovered checks used for payments declined at a rate of 7.2% per year since 2018, dropping to $11.2 billion in sales. Understand something. People are still using checks to pay bills, and if you're doing it by card and you're doing pay by, you know, whatever, auto pay, your accounts are at risk because of hackers. Don't think it's not possible, folks. You need to be a little more careful. Experts believe the use of personal checks will only continue to decline as more people utilize typical digital payments and up-and-coming cryptocurrencies. Oh, my. See, it's all a matter of convenience, folks. It's a sign of things to come. Once they get everybody so conditioned to using credit cards, which a lot of them are doing right now, they're shopping on their credit cards. They're maxing out credit cards at the grocery store. One father in California had a family of six he had to feed for the week. $442. Who caused all this? You know what's amazing about presidents of the United States? They like to pat themselves on the back and take credit for all the things they've done, but they like to shift the blame to their predecessors and others for all the failures that they're supposedly in control of. You know, the president did not pass all these bills. Congress did, and you keep electing them. This is what's wrong with America, folks. Lots to talk about in the health category. And speaking of health category, we've got some important messages from the Power Mall. We'll be back to discuss all those health concerns after these words. Stay with us. Be right back.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active Rubbing Oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
And we're back at 34 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, where we are Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. And, of course, the phone lines are open if you have comments on anything that we're discussing right now. 844-769-2944 is the toll-free number to call. Wait for the prompts. Press 1 to get in the studio line, and our illustrious board op, Todd, will put you on the air. And he'll also cut you off. Nah, he won't really. Well, I don't know. He might. I don't know. We'll see. Brady, what are you doing? Are you? The day never goes by. Brady is always there. How are you, sir? Okay, this is one of those times where I say, Brady, thanks for your call, because he wasn't listening. Okay, Brady, you'll have to call back in. Darn, I'm going to move on to the health category now. Purple Korean bamboo salt. Ever heard of it? Ooh, that's a new one, huh? I've never heard of it. That's one of the reasons when I saw this health news story, I said, oh, I got to talk about this. Believe it or not, there is a salt out there called purple Korean bamboo salt, and it is actually purple. And its evidence suggests that for more than 5,000 years, that salt has been collected from natural sources such as salt springs, underground mines, evaporating seawater. And, of course, the purity of the salt from the ocean now is becoming increasingly questionable. Concern has led to the search for cleaner alternatives, resulting in the development of pink Himalayan and purple Korean bamboo salt. It is less known, this type of salt. The pink Himalayan salt is mined from the ancient mountains of Pakistan as one of the highest amounts of trace minerals. We use it here. And, of course, purple bamboo salt has been mainly used by traditional medicine practitioners in Korea, where it was created in 1917 by herbalist Dr. Kim Il-hoon. Practitioners believe purple bamboo salt is the purest salt because extensive production process removes the toxins, leaving behind more than 70 essential trace minerals and micronutrients. However, because the process is labor-intensive, every step is done by hand. You can imagine the cost of Korean bamboo salt. Yes, it's not cheap. Colorado health officials have confirmed a human case of the plague. You know, like bubonic plague, black death, you know, what ran rampant through the Middle Ages in Europe, wiped out over half of Europe. Health officials in Colorado are investigating a human case of bubonic plague in a residence who contracted the infectious disease caused by the bacteria Yersinia pestis. This is Pueblo, Colorado. Confirmed the case July 5th, working with the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment to investigate the case. The public health agency didn't disclose details about the individual who contracted the plague, potentially deadly disease known as Black Death. Yep. I know. You're all thinking Edgar Allan Poe. No, stop that. Doesn't work like that. It can be cured. See, way back when in the Middle Ages, they didn't have all the stuff that they have now. Health officials also have confirmed measles cases in Seattle and Ohio caused by an international traveler who came back to the U.S. Officials in King County, Washington said that a contagious measles patient was at locations in Bellevue, Seattle, Woodinville from June 27th to July 2nd. And that people who were in the vicinity of the person identified only as an adult may have been exposed. May have been exposed. See, fear-mongering. Butler County, Ohio, confirmed a measles case in a child younger than a year of age who lived in the county. And, of course, children under the age of one are generally advised to get a measles vaccine. Now, understand something about the MMR shot. It's dangerous. In this day and age, how do you know it doesn't have mRNA in it? Scientists have found a new drug to combat fentanyl overdoses, believe it or not. Oh, yeah. See, Police officers, firefighters, paramedics have been trained to save the lives of many overdose victims by administering naloxone, a drug that reverses the deadly effects of opioids such as heroin. See, this is what they not commonly call Narcan. Naloxone, effective at rapidly reversing an opioid overdose. But see, when you're talking about fentanyl, different thing. So, I don't know. Perhaps this will work for fentanyl overdoses. Maybe. Maybe. Five foods common in the U.S. prohibited internationally due to health concerns. Americans eat five kinds of food other than, you know, other nations are prohibited. I said no to that. Inconclusive evidence. The foods may disrupt the immune system or increase cancer risk. And what five are they? Genetically modified organism, GMOs. GMO tomatoes expected to be on the market soon. The purple ones, yeah. You know, grow your own. Chlorine washed chicken. Ugh. Yep. You know the chicken that appears white, fresh, and clean in the stores? Yeah. Sorry, it looks like the same color you hang on the line after you get done washing with Tide. Here, have a Tide pod. Yep. Milk produced with recombinant bovine growth hormone. You see, when they inject it with all this technology, it mimics cow's natural growth hormone, increasing milk production. That's why they do it, folks. But guess what? It might affect your thyroid. And, of course, let's not forget hormone-treated beef. Everybody's been calling the show complaining about that. And, I mean, even with the EU doing it, over here, man, we're just picking out all that junk food. Beverages containing brominated vegetable oil, which we've talked about, your traditional soda pop. Citrus-flavored drinks. The FDA just banned it. And, of course, we don't know enough about these commonly eaten foods and ingredients from China. Yep, not all food is created equal. Sometimes the quality depends a lot on where food comes from, since different countries have varying standards when it comes to production. So if you don't want to consume potentially harmful items, take a look at the list of common grocery store products brought over here from China and sitting on our grocery store shelves. While some are produced healthily and safely, many are not. And of course, here's what to avoid. I haven't seen one thing on here to buy, yet you go to your Chinese takeout. Oh, I know. Rice noodle. Contain cancer-causing sulfur dioxide. Apple juice may contain arsenic via pesticides. Cans of peaches. The cans have lead lining that can leach into the peaches themselves. Table salt laden with toxic heavy metals. Baby formula has been found to contain melamine, a chemical used to produce plastics. Cooking oil. Many companies recycle used oil and sell it as new. Black pepper. Some sellers disguise mud pellets as black pepper. Shrimp, which contain a whole lot of carcinogenic substances. Soy sauce, over 25% of those coming from China contain carcinogenic 4-methylglutamazole. Beef, that's actually pork. Oh, you didn't know they did that? Oh, yeah, they add borax to the pork to make it look like beef. Yep. Frozen fruits, excessive amount of pesticides and unhealthy additives. Rice may contain brands that have synthetic resin in them. Canned tuna may contain lead. Chinese tofu contains iron sulfate and feces added to speed up fermentation. Honey, often diluted with syrup. Eggs may contain calcium carbonate and paraffin. Tapioca pearls. Oh, yeah. Cancer-causing polychlorinated biphenyls. Cod, the water where they've grown. Yeah, cod, the fish, right? They over Chinese cod are grown in water that contains sewage and garbage. And then you want to eat that? Chicken may contain avian flu and other diseases. Fresh-looking cabbage actually covered in formalin spray. Tilapia, contaminated and full of toxins. Tea, certain brands contain up to 30 different toxic chemicals. Corn contains risky additives, including sodium cyclamate. Salted duck eggs contain dangerous carcinogenic dyes. Green peas, oh, here's what they've done. They've switched them out and put snow peas and soybeans in to masquerade the real thing. Blood clams, ever heard of those? Linked to hepatitis A. Ginseng contains dangerous chemicals and pesticides. Frozen fish. Fish's diets consist of feces from geese and pigs. Mushrooms, mistakenly called organic, laden with chemicals and pesticides. Watermelon, full of pesticides. Chinese milk may contain melamine that causes kidney damage. Garlic that soaked up pesticides. Sweet potato noodles. Testing showed they contain artificial and industrial dyes. Ginger. Scientists discovered toxic aldecarb on ginger crops as a pesticide. Frozen spinach contains pesticides. Oh, you remember pufferfish? Deadly stuff. The farmers harvesting these deadly fish may not have gotten rid of all the toxins. Here, have a Tide Pod. Lamb. You may think it's lamb. You may think it's lamb, but it's not. It's not chiffon. Police found 20,000 pounds of rat meat in it. Chinese wines have added fillers, dyes, artificial colors, and chemical flavors. Coming soon to a theater near you. Check newspapers for showtimes. Yeah. Boy, you got to love that. A mess it is. Oh, Brady, are you back finally? Not a day goes by. There's Brady.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, sir. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Oh, I have to start out. Hola, eh? You know, because I'm on the Canadian border and Mexican, so I'm doing a little bit of Canadian Espanol. Hola, eh?
Okay. Is that it?
You know, one thing happening, though, like in France right now, is we got a major coup going on. You saw how they manipulated that election because last week Macron said there's no way we're going to get Le Pen in. And he did that just exactly. And the people that do the elections and however they manipulate them systems, like in France, that's what they did in the election, the last one here in this country. But about, what, a week ago, now they just threw Bolsonaro in jail in Brazil. And that's the Trump of the tropics.
They sure did.
Today they're meeting with Hakeem Jeffries and Pelosi here. And you might even see President Mongo get canned today by the end of the day and replaced by Kamala, whose husband, he's had three death clot shots and three boosters in the cooster. So he's deathly sick right now, Kamala's husband.
I heard about that. You're taking the fire out of my news cycle here, Brady. Yeah, we were gonna tell everybody that Chlamydia's husband has COVID and she tested negative. You know, it's all in the PCR swab, Brady. I appreciate your call. Thanks. Enjoy your stay up there by Canada. Hola, eh? All right. In case you missed it category, because I want to make sure we get this covered, because this happened over the weekend, right? Caitlin Clark has broken the WNBA rookie record in victory over first place New York Aces this last Saturday. She was the first rookie in WNBA history to hit a triple-double as she notched 19 points, 13 assists, and 12 rebounds. She became the first player in the history of the Indiana Fever to ever record a triple-double. And as you might expect, since she's a rookie, Clark also becomes the youngest player to hit a triple-double. The Fever hit every bit of Clark's contributions, and they needed it on Saturday night when they beat the Aces in an 11-1 run in the last, 83-78. You got to love it. And I'll tell you what, I was even watching some of the reactions because Caitlin Clark is a Chiefs fan. And guess what? Turns out that Chiefs quarterback and his wife are also Caitlin Clark fans. That's right. Gotta love it. Minnesota Vikings rookie Kyree Jackson, by the way, he's 24 years old. He no longer exists. He was killed in a triple fatal car crash in Maryland early Saturday morning, along with two others. A Colorado teen died in Virginia during the 4th of July celebration. This is freaky stuff, folks. He fell into an electrified lake, Smith Mountain Lake in Huddleston. I know somebody that lives there. Here's this guy, Jesse Hamrick, 18 years old. They're celebrating at Smith Mountain Lake in Huddleston. They stayed at a private home with a boat dock. Hamrick was already in the lake. Two of his friends tried to jump in. They soon, too, felt an electric shock. Apparently, what happened was, you know, there was something wrong with one of the boat lifts at the dock, and it apparently electrified the water. That's what they're investigating right now. They tested the water. Electric was discovered. So he jumps in. He's the first one. He gets juiced. This assumption is the stray voltage from this privately owned dock was the case of the current in the water. The two friends who helped Hamrick out of the water were treated for injuries, but Hamrick didn't make it. Firework stories, of course, abound. Here you have this guy, South Carolina man, 41-year-old Alan Ray McGrew. Thought he'd be cute. He's got his Uncle Sam costume on. And he puts a firework on top of his head. Everybody's going, oh, look, he's dancing with a firework on his head. They didn't know it was lit. The firework went off. Deputies discovered McGrew's lifeless body in the road after they rushed to the scene following the sudden end of the party. Yeah, blew his head off. Or at least the top. Another man died from a fireworks accident July 4th in Greenback, Tennessee. 35-year-old Matthew Sellers reportedly lit, holding a lit firework in his hand when it exploded, caused a large chest wound. Cut in his right hand, big hole in the chest, deceased right there. DRT, according to the paramedics and Blount County Sheriff's Office. DRT, yep, died right there. And, of course, in the Second Amendment news, at least 100 people were shot during the July 4th weekend in Chicago. Imagine how that is. Here we have the state of Illinois where assault weapons are banned. High-capacity magazines are banned. Firearm owner's identification card required. 72-hour waiting period on gun purchases. Red flag law. Oh, my. And we still have 100 people shot. 17 of them fatally over the 4th of July weekend in Chicago alone. Alec Baldwin, by the way, his manslaughter trial begins tomorrow in New Mexico. Jury selection to begin. He could get up to 18 months in prison if the jury convicts him. Meanwhile, Rust Armour, remember Hannah Gutierrez Reed that went to jail for 18 months as well? Well, she wants a new trial, claiming prosecutors hid evidence. Oh, yeah, bombshell exculpatory evidence, which would have led to a fundamentally different trial and a different outcome. Her attorneys are really throwing a fit right now. You got to love that, right? Now, of course, what is the mainstream media going to do? They got to get new orders from the Democratic Party now that their big lie about Biden is rumbled. You know, let's get ready to mumble. I mean, think about this. All this societal dissonance we have lies in the unhealthy alliance of our mainstream media. And of course, Hap were astonished to see someone with a Crypt Keeper vibe who was obviously dazed and confused and whose language consisted mainly of sounded almost like Ozzy Osbourne on drugs, huh? Sheer incomprehensibility. The other half merely saw business as usual from Biden because that is exactly what, like Dilbert cartoonist Scott Adams writes, one screen, two movies. Yep, they're waiting for their next orders on what to do. The MSM fact checkers, by the way, protected the candidate. But Biden and his handlers took note that they had been rumbled, used the excuse of COVID from early 2020 to hide Biden away from campaigning in his basement. Well, it's a little too late for that. Now he's on mainstream TV on the Communist News Network, soon to be on an ABC presentation near you. And of course, normally, as I said before, every time that a president's health is in question, we the people know about it. Not now, not in this case. There is something definitely wrong with Congress for not calling him out and not invoking the 25th Amendment and not doing something about it and then impeaching Kamala Harris as well and most of the cabinet. You see, and here's the thing. If you impeach Kamala, then guess who gets to become the president? You guessed it. Speaker of the House. Wonder how that's going to work out. You got to love that. We have some good news today from an 18-year-old named Nadine Laufer. who has become part of a movement of homeschooling families who are debunking myths surrounding the community. She has weekly podcasts. This is on the internet now, folks. We defined what a podcast was. Okay. Have done that on the show. We are a radio show, national talk show, that we rebroadcast what our radio show says in archive format. Okay. Podcasts are done exclusively on the internet. Anyway, Nadine Lauffer has been helping teens homeschool fearlessly throughout high school. She currently lives in Pennsylvania, spent years growing up in the Netherlands and Florida as her dad used to work in the chemical engineering business and sales. At age of three, she began her educational journey at a Dutch-speaking school. However, when her family moved to Florida, she had to restart kindergarten since she didn't know any English, but overcame that challenge, of course. Now she's helping everything. When the church created a co-op for homeschooling families, the Lauffer family opted in, taking a better turn for the kids' education, and it's working. That's the good news. Before we go to break, Dustin in Michigan, your comment, please. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, I've got a radio comic for you today. And
you do? Okay.
You construct this in your own mind here. And okay. You're familiar with the broadcast industry. There's closed caption character generators. It's in the rack, you know. And somebody's sitting there typing the stuff in. Well, nowadays, they've kind of switched that over. There's a lot of vocal recognition. So on a recent debate, just view this rack-mounted server sitting there, and you've got this character generator.
Hey, we're at the break, Dustin. Yeah, Dustin, can you hang on during the break? I want to bring you back. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
A solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.